This podcast is brought to you by PodPro Australia.
Welcome back to the Property Investor's Handbook, where we deep dive into the essentials of property management to keep you informed and your investments secure and safe. Now, in today's episode, we're making a splash with a topic that every investment property owner with a pool needs to listen to: pool maintenance and the crucial legislation you can't afford to ignore. So with us again is Colleen Sutherland from Sutherland's Property Management Group, ready to share her expertise on pool safety and compliance. So let's dive in and discover how to keep your pool safe and your property up to code and your tenants safe as well. Colleen, welcome.
Thanks, Adam.
Colleen, why is it critical for a property owner to be fully aware of and comply with pool safety regulations? Because I know there are a heap of them.
Well, quite some years ago, and now you've caught me off guard as to what year it was, pool safety legislation became a big topic there was a couple of children who had drowned. And so when you've got a rental property or you're going to sell your property, you need to have a pool safety compliance certificate.
And they have to be renewed, don't they?
They do. In a house, it's every 2 years. Right. And in a unit, it's every year. So Body Corporate does the annual one. They'll have a roll. And then that's the same with us. We'll have these pool certificates will expire on this date.
Okay. So all of this legislation came in a couple of years ago.
Because of tragedies, unfortunately.
Yep. What systems do you have in place to make sure that you do get your property owner's pool certificate renewed when it becomes due? Because I'm guessing that a lot of property owners who do this themselves, that's something they could easily miss.
It is, because you're not going to get a reminder from QBCC that your pool certificate has expired or about to expire. So we've got a follow-up system both for the pool certificate and the insurance, because there's expiry dates on both of those. Okay. So within our system, we've got those expiry dates coming up. So Bree works 60 days in advance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, make sure it's done. Mm-hmm. And you would then organise everything. You'd call the contractor that comes out and does that and have it all organised. Nothing that the property owner has to worry about.
No, it doesn't have to worry about, but we'll let you know that it's coming up, because there is always a cost attached to it. So if it's a property that we've renewing the pool safety certificate, it'll be fairly basic, unless the owner has done some renovations or landscaping. So when that landscaping or renovations have happened, we need to ensure that it meets the pool safety certificate. And while you've got one, if you've done any renovations, you've got to go get another one.
Sure. And I guess there's probably everything that we talk about here, there's a minefield of things that could go wrong. Because something that just occurred to me, now, and correct me if I'm not quite up to speed with this, but I believe you've got to have a safety certificate, not a certificate, a poster up around your pool.
Oh, yes.
Around CPR and things like that. Now, what if a tenant's knocked that off accidentally or deliberately? That's gone missing. I gather you guys would check on these every...
We do, during an inspection, yeah.
So, very important that you guys have checklists, I would imagine, to check all of these things when you do inspections.
So when we go out to do the pool area for an inspection, we not only checking for that CPR certificate, we're also checking that the tenant doesn't have furniture on the outside of the fence, leaning up against the fence where a child can use it as a climbing point.
Yeah.
Or you've put that pretty pot there and it looks great, but you're going to have to move it because it's too close to the fence and a child can climb on it and get over the top. And while that's probably unlikely because the pot will fall over, that will render the certificate void and you're in breach.
Wow. And can you talk to me, and we don't want to scare people, but what when you are in breach, what could be some ramifications if horrible things did occur?
Well, if the pot doesn't fall over and the child has climbed on top of the pot and into the pool, then that's when, accidents, events may take place. So you'd have to be very careful. Yep. I know if I was renting and I had little children, I would be very conscious of the pool fence so that my kid couldn't get over the fence. And it's also with those palm trees.
Yep.
Now, they don't have any climbing points on them because you'd have to be a coconut farmer,
yeah,
to climb up a palm tree. However, kids will climb up that tree and get over the top. So that has to come away.
Sure. Have you got any responsibilities, or are you proactive in anything to be communicating to the tenants about pool safety and pool compliance?
Yes, because when they go to move in, they'll have a pool safety instructions.
Oh, okay, right.
What to do and what not to do. Yep. But, you know, the same applies for if you had a little kiddie pool. You have to have this fence around it.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I did hear about that for a while.
Yeah.
Because they became very popular. Look, when I was a kid, I still remember those. Do you remember those tiny
the
blue ones?
The little shell ones.
Yeah.
Or the blow-up ones.
Even before that, it was literally just a tarp that just had a little...
Yeah, a lip.
That's how old I am.
Yeah.
But these, you see them now, these blow-up... They even can become almost full-size blow-up pools now, and everything in between. So where does... At what stage does one of those have to be fenced?
When they're the shell pools.
The little Kmart
shell pools. Yeah.
Really?
Because anything that's, I think it's 200 mil.
Wow.
Because a little kid can tip forward and fall into the pool face down.
So really, anyone buying those things, really, unless they're putting it in a fenced area to blow it up and use
Correct.
It, even though it's a temporary thing, you're not keeping it there permanently. You've got to be expecting that most people who are using those things are in breach of the...
They are, and we are very strict on it, because I would die 1,000 deaths if a little child had lost their life.
Yeah.
And yes, it
so
is only an accident.
So you've got to keep your eye out for...
Well, when we go and do the inspection, so if you've got a blow-up pool there, you know, and it's also spas. So you know how lots of people have those big spas out on the back veranda?
Yeah.
Beautiful, because it's so hot this summer. Yep. Let's go and get in the spa.
Yep.
But that has to have a fence, because it's a rented property, and all of these sorts of things must be fenced.
And all these fences would have regulations on how high they have to be, how far back, and all of these sort of things.
Yes.
Again, an absolute labyrinth of information and legislation that you guys are on top of, and that's what they pay you to know.
Yes, and pay us to look out for.
Yeah.
But if you've blown the pool up, and then taken it down knowing that you're not supposed to have it when I come and do an inspection, and then put it back up when I leave, there's not a lot I can do about that.
No,
but if we see the grass has a big brown spot there, we'll say, do you have a pool? And I go, no.
I know we've done one a while back now, but I would like to do another episode with you on inspections, because there's so much to go over here, because you guys have to be a bit like investigators, don't you? I mean, the pets that are in there that shouldn't be, that it, you know, everything's just been tucked away in the garage it's going a little off topic here, but after 30 years, you must now know what you're looking for, the giveaway signs where someone's trying to hide something that they shouldn't be doing. And we could probably do a whole episode on that, I'd imagine.
We could. The things I've seen.
Yeah. Okay. So for a property owner new to managing a rental with a pool, what first steps would you recommend them to ensure they're compliant with legislation?
So if you know your property you're going to rent your property out and it has a pool, the pool fence needs to be treated with a matter of priority. So when you're living there, you've got this beautiful lounge and that lovely pot, like I was saying before. All that's got to go. And my number one tip for the pool fence is the height. Now, it's not just, it's 1,200 metres all around, I'm good. It's needs to be 1,200 metres from a climbing point. So if you've got some rocks there, I need to make sure the pool is 1,200 high from the highest point of the rock.
Oh,
so
goodness.
Then I'll have to put a bit of perspex, change the fans, and that's when it becomes costly. But again, don't shoot the messenger. That's what I'm telling you is going to be a requirement when you go to rent the pool out with a pool safety certificate.
Sure. Once again, it just shows having you in a property owner's corner to know all of this stuff is worth its weight in gold. Look, that's, I think, pretty much a wrap for today's episode on this crucial topic of pool maintenance and legislation. A big thank you once again to Colleen Sutherland for sharing her valuable insights and expertise. Now, give me your website again, Colleen. Where can people get in touch with you?
The website is www.ecolleen.com. SPMG, so that's Sutherland's Property Management Group, .com.au.
Fantastic. And you look after properties all over the Gold Coast?
Yes, up to Brisbane.
Up to Brisbane. Now, so yeah. Anyone, northern New South Wales?
Yes, down to Casuarina.
Fantastic. So get in touch. You won't regret it. What Colleen doesn't know about property management is not worth knowing. Mm-hmm. Remember, on today's topic, keeping your pool safe isn't just about compliance. It's about ensuring the safety and well-being of your tenants and their guests. You know, we talked about the ramifications of what could go wrong, and that's just not, you know, horrendous for everyone involved. So look, don't miss our next episode of the Property Investor's Handbook, and where you'll get more expert advice and tips on managing your property effectively from the best person in the business, Miss Colleen Sutherland.
Thanks so much, Adam.